Thanks very much for joining us here on Irirangi Wā. We're going to go straight to the lines now to talk to our brother Ruben Taipari. He's up north at the border control. Well, actually, they're doing a mobile one or something very similar. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Ruben. How's the day been today with this new kind of, you know, roving kind of check thing?
Oh, yes. Kia ora, Claudette. It has been very interesting. I haven't participated physically in it, but I'm getting a lot of feedback and a lot of questions because everybody's is confused about how this is all going to go down. We have our first meeting about it is tomorrow, and it has only been the police on the line. They started when we stood down at Turitete. They kicked off at 6 a.m. with roving checkpoints, which basically is they'll move around on their vehicles, on their cars, mobile cars, and they'll just pull people over randomly. Now, one of our nephews, he was pulled over early hours of the morning coming back, and they did exactly the same process as what we would normally do at a stagnant checkpoint at a hard border, which was can you produce your vaccination pass or do you have a negative test? The good thing is that everybody has their paperwork now. Everybody has got is used to the process now, and so everybody carries their details around with them exactly like he would a driver's license. Once it's produced and the police officer sees that you have done the right procedure, you're good luck, have a good day, you're on your way. That's what I understand to this point.
Yeah, it seems a bit ad hoc, and it seems like people can actually slip through the net if they're not picked up. So it's not a, you know, a standardised, consistent, visible check where you know you will pick up people. There's lots of gaps for falling through, people falling through that method.
Yes, definitely. And it's actually harder, especially for us as Taitukere Border Control. The expense of trying to participate in mobile checkpoints is triple the cost of if we had to stand on a hard border. And as you say, it's just very hard to monitor where you stand. In a hard border, you can hold them to account. You can pull them over, question them, and come up with a solution. Or if there's no alternative, turn them around and send them back. Whereas in a mobile checkpoint, you can question them. You can't really turn them around to go anywhere, unless you follow them all the way back to the Bredouins, and that's not going to happen. But why I have faith in the society is that the data that we collected, that everybody had done the right process and now they've been double vaccinated or got their negative test before they came up, is where my confidence lies. Not so much in the police and their mobile checkpoints, but in the campaign and the messaging we did with all the media, we had all the hui, on the radio, on the social media, all over the place, pushing that campaign, there isn't anybody that I don't know that hasn't at least inquired into the process. And all of the people that we have interviewed, yeah, it's a very high number of people who have followed proper procedure.
Thank you very much for giving us that update. Very much appreciated, and we will continue to keep in touch if you don't mind. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon.